Report: Fannie Willis visited White House for 5-hour meeting with Kamala Harris before indicting Donald Trump. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 10, 2024. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis reportedly had a 5-hour meeting at the White House with Vice President Kamala Harris months before former President Donald Trump's Georgia indictment, according to a record of the schedule. Mike Howell, a member of the Heritage Foundation and its oversight project, announced on Tuesday that the group uncovered a record of Willis, showing her visiting the White House on February 28, 2023, months ahead of Trump's Georgia indictment. A screenshot of the apparent schedule shows the meeting with Harris spanning over 5 hours. Notably, just days before, a grand jury investigating claims of election interference in the Peach State recommended a flurry of indictments. Months later, in August, a grand jury in Georgia indicted Trump along with 18 co-defendants, which included White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Coffee County Election Supervisor Misty Hampton, former Georgia Republican Party Chairman David Schaefer, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, R., and many more. This particular indictment produced perhaps the most famous mugshot in the world. Trump has since asked a judge to toss the 2020 case against him in Georgia, appealing to the First Amendment. The First Amendment, in affording the broadest protection to political speech and discussion regarding governmental affairs, not only embraces but encourages exactly the kind of behavior under attack in this indictment, Trump attorneys Steve Sadow and Jennifer Little wrote. Related: Fannie Willis on possible Trump jail time, no special break. The latest development comes as speculation continues to arise regarding whether or not the White House essentially coordinated prosecuting Trump, President Joe Biden's likely 2024 opponent. A recent filing also reveals that a top county prosecutor met twice with the Biden White House before the indictment, as Breitbart News detailed. The explosive filing raises questions about whether the White House coordinated prosecuting President Biden's 2024 political opponent. Trump faces a maximum of 76.5 years in state prison if convicted of 13 charges. In Exhibit F of the motion, filed by Mike Roman, a political operative and a co-defendant with Trump in the Georgia election case, Roman argues that Nathan Wade, Fannie Willis's lead prosecutor, met with Biden's White House counsel on May 23 and November 18, 2022, before indicting Trump. Wade charged Fulton County taxpayers $2,000 for each meeting, billing $250 an hour for 8 hours. Further, that filing suggests that Willis had an improper relationship with Wade. The filing argues Wade's law firm used funds paid by the county to take Willis on exotic vacations using potentially fraudulent payments, as Breitbart News reported.